This is Charlottesville Tomorrow, an advocate for our future today. Charlottesville Tomorrow is a nonpartisan community organization working on land use, transportation, and community design issues. Visit us on the web at seavilletomorrow.org.
On November 8, 2011, voters in the city of Charlottesville will go to the polls to elect three members of city council. This recording is Brian Wheeler's September 22nd interview with Satyendra Hooja, a Democratic candidate in the race. Mr. Hooja, thank you for participating in this interview with Charlottesville Tomorrow. The complete audio and written transcript for this interview will be available online. Information from this interview will be used in the compilation of the Nonpartisan Voter Guide being co-produced by Charlottesville Tomorrow and the Daily Progress. Charlottesville Tomorrow does not endorse any candidates, and our goal is to provide information to the public so they can make an informed vote on issues primarily related to land use, transportation, and community design. As you are aware, candidates have been provided in advance only the general topics for these questions. All city council candidates will be asked the same questions. We ask that you keep these questions confidential until all candidates have been interviewed. Each candidate will be provided an opportunity to review the excerpts selected for the voter guide before its publication. Are you ready to start?
Yes.
Great. Our first question. Please describe your past experience that qualifies you to be on city council.
I'm 38-year resident of Charlottesville, Virginia. First 31 of those were as director of planning and community development and strategic planning. So I think that provides me some background in our community. I also have been serving on the city council for the last 4 years. I am an adjunct faculty at University of Virginia School of Architecture. I have expertise and experience in finding creative solutions to needs of our community. So I think with my background and experience, I should qualify for the position.
Great. Our second question. What is your transportation agenda for the city? And follow-ups, does it require more money? And how will you fund and implement it?
We need to develop a balanced transportation system. Currently, there's too much orientation towards automobile. We need to do other modes of transportation equally well. I'll propose the interconnected network of pedestrian ways and trails, with a special emphasis on safe access to schools. I would also propose the interconnected network of bikeways on and off streets. I plan to propose restructuring our transit system to be more customer friendly and be more frequent every 15 minutes. With those additions to already the highway improvements, I think we'll have balanced transportation. I also support Mary Creek Parkway, Hillsdale Drive, Belmont Bridge, and 250 bypass ramps. I feel that if you add our good safe pedestrian transit and bike to the roads, we'll have a balanced transportation system.
Great. Our third question. How should the city, county, and the University of Virginia work together to enhance our community's unique character and economic vitality?
We're basically one community, city, county, and the university, and we need to work together cooperatively and in a positive manner. I think if you're going to have a good community, we need to work together. Currently, we have a number of joint facilities in the city and county, library, tourism, and airport. In future, we need to cooperate in the area of fire services, parks and recreation, and social services. We also need to work with the University of Virginia to encourage, for example, biotech businesses in the city. They can work with the university to have new businesses which can start in the city. So I think we all need to work together because it's in our interest to do so.
Fourth question. What changes, if any, would you make to the city's comprehensive plan?
City and county are now jointly developing a comprehensive plan for each jurisdiction. As you know, comprehensive plan is a policy guide for the future development and maintenance of our community. I would pay special attention to neighborhood integrity, development of corridors, and mixed-use development so that we can achieve the density we need as well as have mixed-use in the corridors in the city.
Our fifth question. Last month, the Charlottesville Regional Chamber of Commerce reported that Charlottesville lost 3,248 jobs during the years 2000 to 2010. What specifically should City Council do to promote employment?
City needs can do many number of things. One of the things that we can do is a targeted workforce development program so citizens can have qualifications for the well-paying jobs in our community. When the jobs come, citizens need to be trained and ready for those jobs. A good job, as you know, is the most important anti-poverty program there is. We need to work also with the university to locate new technology in our community. We can also assist small businesses and minority businesses because most of the jobs are created by the small businesses. We think we need to assist them in that venture. We can also provide some financial incentives to locate new businesses like we did in tax increment financing, where we can encourage business to locate in our city. For example, CFA located in Martha Jefferson property, because of tax incentives we have provided them.
Our sixth question. What is your top priority for action by City Council if you are elected?
There are three areas of priority which I would like to see happen. First, the transportation. As I mentioned to you, I'd like to see an interconnected network of bicycle lanes built so we can have a safer place to ride. Also, interconnected network of sidewalks. As you know, every trip begins as a pedestrian. Even if you go by car, you need to first walk to the car. So a good system of sidewalks, especially to schools. I also like to see improvement in our transit system. It needs to be restructured and have more frequent, so that maybe 15 minutes headway. Right now, you have a 1 hour headway, and most people don't want to wait for an hour. And if you're going to ever have effective transit system, it needs to be more frequent and more accessible. Right now, there is no transit system in the northern part of the city, but I think we need to have that there too. And that will be good for environment, it will be good for transportation.
And our seventh question. What would you improve with respect to the city's parks and recreational facilities?
The city has a very good park system. There are needs for more planning in terms of what we are doing right now, planning for McIntyre Park. I would like to see some more open space acquired in northeast part of the city, as well as land acquired for trails around the city, because we need to have a complete network of trails which could be used by citizens. And I think by acquiring land for those will be very helpful. We also have a Smith Aquatic Center, and I think we need to operate it in an effective manner so that it will be a good service for our community.
Our eighth question. Are you planning to seek a new vote by the council on the previously approved 50-year water supply plan, and how would you change the plan, if at all?
No, I'm not seeking a new vote on water system because I think we have a very good water plan, which includes a new dam, 30-foot dam, conservation, and part one dredging. The combination of this strategy, I think, will provide water for the future of our community. As you know, water is one of the basic commodities which we need to have for future. When you turn the water on, you need water, not hot air.
Our ninth question. Would you support switching from at-large seats to ward-based representation for elections to Charlottesville City Council? Why or why not?
I'm satisfied with that large system in our community, which is because we are a small community of 10 square miles. All council members think as well as well-being of the whole community instead of just a small part of the community. But I'm open to exploring a mixed ward and at-large system where you could have some wards and some at-large, but still emphasis on at-large.
And our tenth question. If the federal lawsuit opposing the construction of the grade-separated interchange for the Meadow Creek Parkway is unsuccessful, will you support completion of the parkway?
Yes, I would support completion of Meadow Creek Parkway because I think it will provide a better access to downtown, will minimize the impact on residential neighborhoods like Park Street neighborhood, and it will provide a better access to park.
And our final question, number 11, should City Council support moving the Ravana sewer pump station from its current location in Woolham Mills, even if it will cost city and county ratepayers an additional $15 million to $18 million to do so?
I think, yes, we should support it because you do not want to have that kind of facility in a residential neighborhood. If you were to live there and had to smell every day of your life, I think you'll appreciate that there ought to be a better location for a pumping station.
Satyendra Hujit, thank you very much for participating in this interview.
Thank you for the opportunity for taking part.